السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه بارك وسلم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال تعالى إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. وقال تعالى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولا سوف يرضى. وقال تعالى يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. My dear friends, before I start the actual discussion, just want to share with you some important points. You'll notice on the board that there is a funeral notice. When we see notices like that on a Friday, it gives me especially great joy, and I'm sure many of you as well. Last night, a friend of mine lost his mother, Mufti Bashir Sahab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the marhumin maghfirat and jannatul firdaus. Now we learn from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the fazail of dying on a Friday, starting Thursday, sunset Friday. Sunset, there are two important points. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects that mayyit, who is a mu'min of course, from the fitnas of the qabr. So it's a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one who succeeds from the trials of the qabr succeeds on the day of Qiyamah. It's also mentioned, if I'm not mistaken, that such people will wake up on the day of Qiyamah given the honor of the shuhada and the martyrs. So indeed it's a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One may say, okay, mashallah, from the 7 days of the week, looking at Friday and the fazail of Friday, right, that the Friday is the most important day of the week, and dying on a Friday, mashallah, gives a person great honor and status through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazal and mercy. No doubt all of us are sinners in the eyes of Allah. None of us can sit here and claim that we are the muttaqin, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy comes down upon all the time, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to shower with mercy from now till we die in the qabr in Qiyamah day as well. Now on the other side of the coin, we look at the day Monday. Everyone knows that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away on a Monday. Okay? Now here we look at someone, the most important and most beloved companion of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, whom every Musliman cherishes, honors and loves from the bottom of the heart. Why? Because here is a personality that was loved very, very much by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It comes in the hadith that one time a sahabi asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ke O Prophet of Allah, ayyun nas ahabbu ilayk, ke O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from among the people whom do you love the most? Now here's something very interesting, but try and follow. Allah's Nabi is most probably in the masjid sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in his company are sahaba-i-kiram. We're looking at exclusively men, okay, congregation. And somebody asked the question, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom do you love the most? Now obviously if you analyze the question, it's only men that are seated there, okay? And obviously the answer must come likewise. But if you examine the question critically, whom do you love the most from mankind? Nas is mankind. So in the mankind, women also come in. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who understood the question, what the questioner meant, Allah's Nabi gave the actual answer, the precise answer, Aisha. Again we go back. Whom do you love the most? And the answer came, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. So the man now made the question even clear. Ke, O Messenger of Allah, from the men. Acha, mashallah. From the men. So now he said, Abu Ha. I like this part very much. He could have mentioned his name, Abu Bakr. But he brought Bibi Aisha in again, Abu Ha, her father. I hope you can appreciate this. You know, there is a famous Arabic saying, Man ahabba shay'an fa akthara dhikrahu. That person whom you love very, very much, then you will always make tazkira with the tongue, you know, all the time. You make zikr of that person. So, as the creator, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. But among the creation came Bibi Aisha. And if you analyze again, the men came Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Now every Musliman, whether he knows it or doesn't, I'm talking Musliman, exclusive Musliman, even if he doesn't know it, simply because Allah's Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved this personality, so we are duty bound as well to love this great personality, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Now let's go a bit further. Try and understand the state of this man, then inshallah, maybe Allah will put into our hearts more azmat and greater azmat. try and understand this scene here. Beautiful scene. I like this scene very, very much. Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is telling us, okay, one night, it was a moonlight night, the full moon is shining. And the stars are twinkling in the, how many? In the millions and billions. I saw the other day in the Solar System magazine, you know. They say the scientists, impossible to enumerate the number of stars in the sky. It goes into billions and billions and billions. Only Allah knows. Okay. Now understand this. I like this very, very much. Allah's Nabi is lying down, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bibi Aisha is sitting, Allah's Nabi's Mubarak head in her lap. And she had now seen towards the sky, and she saw those millions of stars twinkling in the sky. And she posed this beautiful question. She had the answer in her mind already. All she wants is verification. Confirm. Allah's Nabi must confirm, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there any person whose good deeds, nek amal, equal the number of stars in the sky? She's got the answer in her head already. All she wants is confirmation. Now before we go further, understand something else. When Allah and Rasul talk about nek amal and good deed, we have to look further. Okay, those nek amal and good deeds are maqbool in the Allah, which must appear in the scale on the day of Qiyamah. See, Allah Ta'ala says, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Allah is not saying one who did a neki. Allah is saying one who comes with a neki. There's a difference. In Miraj night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor on the ummah was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ke, hey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if your ummati makes the amal, one neki, performs the one neki, I will record as reward times 10. But if he makes an intention, and for some reason could not do it, I'll record one. Now there it was make. Here in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those who come with it, that means after we make our nek amal, whatever it is, now we must maintain it. Maintain it that it doesn't get lost along the way. Are you understanding me? It mustn't get lost along the way, somewhere or the other. And we must take it safely across unto Maidan al-Hashr, and it must land there in the scale. Because there are so many ahadiths of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he says, okay, although a person may perform the nek amal, what can happen? As a result of some misdemeanor, he may lose those nek amal. For example, I give you two first. Allah's Nabi says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a person harbors jealousy in the heart for another, then this evil of jealousy has so much of power, it will destroy your nek amal like fire destroys timber. And what is jealousy? Simple meaning. Why I haven't got, why has he got? He must not have, I must have it. In short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why must you be jealous of somebody else? I am the one that gives. So refer to me. Why must you be jealous? You got your portion, I gave his, this is my fazl. So why must you be jealous? So that's one. Second thing, come in the hadith as well, and I am sad to say that many of us are guilty, sometimes myself as well. And what is that? Allah's Nabi says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who engage in worldly talk in a masajid, and happen especially after nikah. Am I right? After nikah. Those who engage in worldly talk in the masjid, because masjid is a place Allah has declared to be a place of zikrullah, a place where you make ta'alluq ma'allah. And there you must shun dunya itself. Those who sit for atakaf, mashallah, in Ramadan, what is the objective? That we gave talaq to the dunya for the next 10 nights and 10 days. And we give our complete attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and then we are taught again, you all know the procedure when you enter the masjid at any time, make niyat for atakaf, so that now our attention focus to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now why must you bring dunya back inside here? Leave the dunya outside and give Allah your full devotion to Allah, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, if a person engages in dunya talk in the masjid, then their amal will be destroyed in a similar manner. Like fire destroys timber, their amal will be wiped out. And then of course you got the other problem, hukukul ibad, you'll know that masla, what Allah will do qiyamah day. So coming back again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who come with neki. So bottom line is, we perform the neki, Allah must accept, Allah must then help us maintain it so that we come with the qiyamah day. Now we come to Bibi Aisha's question again, radiyallahu ta'ala. So her question is a very deep question. Ke O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there anybody whose nek amal equal the number of stars in the sky? Now keep in mind the important term, maqbool indallah. Maqbool indallah, which inshallah will be carried and appear in the scale on the day of Qiyamah. And like I said before, she's got the answer in the mind already. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, yes there is. And who may that be? Umar. Now she was taken aback. She had already decided it's going to be my father's name. And here she hears the name of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. So she then said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about the amal, the hasana of Abu Bakr? Now listen to what he says, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. He said to her, Ya Aisha. Now before we go any further, understand again. Allah's Nabi says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the nakis of Umar, the total amount, equal the number of stars in the sky. You understood that? So billions of stars there. Allah Nabi is saying there is only one man whose nek amal equal the number of stars in the sky. Okay? So now he's responding to Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Ya Aisha, you want to know about your father? Well, the position is all the nek amal. Listen carefully, my friends. All the nek amal of Umar put together equal the value of one neki of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Now my dear friend, this is that great personality, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Just to deviate and come back again, all of us know the famous words of Allah in the Quran, Inna akramakum inna Allah yattaqakum. Now before that, there's another topic altogether. We talk about racialism, what, that's another issue altogether. But I want to go in this direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, hey mankind, if there is anybody who can be considered to be the most superior, the most, the one who enjoys the highest level of honor, not in my eyes and your eyes, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is he who has in his heart akramakum indallahi atqakum. We all know the translation, who has in his heart the highest level of taqwa. That's another bayan, you know that. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this trait inside the heart. Therefore, no person has the right or the authority to compare himself with another and say, by I am more superior than you and vice versa. Thus we have been taught that we should always display the highest level of humility. And who can be more humble than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Allah's Nabi says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who humbles himself solely for Allah. Now you know, you heard from Maulana Patel, mashallah, many a time, you get those that display an outer appearance of humility, but the inside, they're carrying pride, they're in trouble. We're not talking though. We're talking. Allah is the one that will determine by who's got true and sincere humility. So in a similar line, we're talking of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this quality hidden, completely hidden. And this quality, Allah will then give us ratings, which inshallah we shall see on the day of Qiyamah. Then we will see by who is the best. If there is anybody, now listen carefully, if there is
anybody that was given certificate in the dunya, okay, you, oh so and so, you get the rating, you got the certificate now in your hand, okay, you have in your heart the highest level of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this rating. And who he gave it to? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Now to prove that point, we'll have to go to Surah Al-Layl, which we hear in Isha Namaz most of the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the following words. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَا لَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. Before that, Allah talks about people that are bakhil, that are misers. Allah says they're going to Jahannam. Then he talks about the people that are generous. And he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give these people Jannat. He'll give them najat from Jahannam, relief from Jahannam, immunity from Jahannam. Why? Because that person has got the highest level of taqwa. Look at the translation. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْخَى. Allah is saying, and definitely we shall give him relief. It's singular. To who? The one who's atqa, the one who's got in his heart the highest level of taqwa. When we go into the background of this verses coming down, we have to go into history now. We have to go to Makkah Muazzama. We have to go into that time of Islam when the Muslim community, the early Muslims, especially the weak one, the slave that embraced Islam, you know the history, who were suffering miserably at the hands of their master simply because they said, La ilaha illallah. We know all the background. And we also know the background, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, who could not bear to see their suffering, would purchase them and set them free. And we also know, okay, one of the person that is set free from this slave community was Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Now, whilst he was doing these things, buying the slave who's a Musliman, setting him free, his father came to him, Abu Quhafa. His father came. He said, son, I admire your generosity. Now, watch very carefully, listen carefully here. I admire your generosity. MashaAllah, you're doing a fantastic job. But on the other hand, you should take advantage of your generosity. Listen carefully. You should take advantage. What does he mean? He says, son, you want to buy slaves and freedom, mashallah, very nice. But if you buy slaves that are physically strong and powerful, so tomorrow if you need muscle power, these are my words, right? Because you have done them a great favor by arranging for the permanent freedom from slavery. So tomorrow, if you need muscle power, they will come and stand behind you. Happens to you and me sometimes. I may do you a favor, but in the back of my Salim, last time I gave you one tape, so you owe me one tape. Example. Huh? Happens, no problem. But here now, listen carefully. The father is saying the son, gives him tap on the shoulder, he says, take advantage. Allahu Akbar. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and says, my dear father, that may be so what you're saying. I am doing it. Now listen carefully. Here Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is making a declaration. He's claiming, I am doing this neki of arranging for the freedom of the slaves solely for the pleasure of Allah. I say, you say, we all say. Don't we say? What do we say? Ke ye kaam maine Allah ke liye kiya. Now who will decide whether it is for Allah or it is mixed with some other motive? And look, let's be honest. Somehow or the other, our ikhlas is always tainted. Am I right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must remove the taint. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must bless us with the tawfiq to do things solely for the pleasure. And this takes time, effort, and it does come, inshallah al-Aziz. Now let's go back. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is claiming. Now keep in mind, he's not showing off. He's giving his father an answer. So now it's a claim. I am doing this solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. Now who is the one that can read his heart and give certificate ke bhai satcha? None but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In response to his claim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this surah, especially the last part. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. أَتْقَى is a singular word. We shall grant him relief from the fire of Jahannam. Who? The one who has the highest level of taqwa. Why? Because he spends his wealth. One, to purify his nafs, like Mawana always explains. And he does that solely for the pleasure of Allah. Who is saying that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah jalla shanu has granted this man certificate. Okay, your ikhlas A1, your taqwa A1, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. To Allah is declaring, okay, ya Abu Bakr, in the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your position, you're following, subhanallah. Now let's go further. Keep in mind, he's not an angel. Who? Abu Bakr. Keep in mind, he's not a Nabi. Tick. Keep in mind, he's not a Rasul. He is an ummati of Muhammadur Rasulullah who has in him normal human tendencies. He's got Allah's help with him, mashallah, with Nabi's barakat along the way. We go many years further now. This was Makkah, now we go to Madina Munawwara. Around 4-5 Hijri. Just in passing, one remark. Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha was scandalized. You all know that story. Okay. Among one of the people that fanned the flames of this scandal was a close relation of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Follow very carefully here. Close relation of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Unwittingly he got involved, fanning the flames. This man, I said close relation, one. Two, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala used to give him a grant, assistance regularly without fail. You understand that? Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quranic verses, clearing the name of Bibi Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and all those people that were involved in fanning the flames of this scandal, they were duly punished. Among one of the scandal mongers was this man. Put yourself in his shoes. Abu Bakr Siddiq shoes radiyallahu ta'ala. You have been helping somebody in whatever way, and the same man bites the hand that feeds it. What is your normal human reaction? Come on. Normal, bite. From now, my door closed. I took care of you for years. You were destitute. And today, you scandalize my daughter, Darwaza Ban. Mistake. Remember, normal, typical human reaction. Keep this in mind. Allah gave him certificate in the past. Okay, here is a man, highest level taqwa, highest level of sincerity. Today, it faltered. It faltered. Allah must rectify that. Immediately. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shan. When Allah's friend sometimes weakens or falters, Allah immediately lends a hand and puts him back on track. Okay, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the following ayat. Look at the words. وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ. And then Abu Bakr Siddiq took qassam. One is to say, I won't help you anymore. And the second is what? Qassam say, in Allah's name, no more help for you. You bit the hand that. And my daughter you scandalize. Allah. You can imagine the pain. We won't go in that detail. Allah said in Quran, وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah is saying, people of standing in the community and people of substance, they must not take qasam. They must not decline to help the miskeen, the relative first, the miskeen and the muhajirin. That man was Abu Bakr's connection, one. He was a miskeen, two. And number three, he made hijrah from Makkah to Medina, Munawwara. And he took qasam, I will not help him anymore. You understand me? Allah is now guiding Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, your statement was emotional, it's wrong, you come back on track. So Allah is ordering Abu Bakr indirectly, Abu Bakr, break your qasam. Because Abu Bakr, don't forget, all along, your charity was for me. Today you allowed human emotions to overrule your mind and thinking. Bahut badi baat hai. Then Allah says, wal ya'fu, اے ابو بکر اس کو معاف کر دے, اللہ کو مان یا ابو بکر میک ہم معاف, ول یس فہو اینڈ ٹریٹ ہم وتھ کائنڈنس. اللہ اکبر, الا تحبون ان یغفر اللہ لکم. سبحان اللہ. Allah is now further encouraging, Ya Abu Bakr and others like you, don't you want Allah should make your maghfirat? Allah immediately Abu Bakr made maaf. He gave him an amount before, he doubled the amount now. All because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's directive. Now this was that great personality, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Conclusion, give me 2 minutes please. Salim cut short. There is a verse of the Quran, Ya Ayyatuha Nafsul Mutmainna, normally read in Fatiha in Janazas, Kabrastan. If you analyze that verse, Allah is telling us there, Ya Ayyatuha Nafsul Mutmainna, O soul who is relaxed, come return to your Rabb, whilst your Rabb is pleased with you and you are pleased with your Rabb. Okay? Alright. Allah's Nabi was asked by the Sahaba, O Prophet of Allah, somebody is talking to somebody here. In short, Allah explained, when Malak al-Maut is about to take out the soul of certain individuals, right, who enjoy that condition of nafsul mutmainna, then he makes that address. So it's a very great thing, because at the time of death, when you see Malak al-Maut, nobody is at ease. Now your whole life will run very fast. My qaza I got on my head, I got to put this at too late, because now you are in haywire. So, but one who is relaxed is one whose record up to date. Sahaba asked, Abu Bakr asked, O Prophet of Allah, who are these lucky people? Allah the Nabi said, Abu Bakr, you will be one of them. You will be one of them. Why? I'm explaining, Abu Bakr's record up to date. No debit balance at all. Credit, credit and credit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the barakat of Masjid An-Nur, to the barakat of Mohan Yunus Patel sahab, to the barakat of Hakim Akhtar sahab, Damat Barakatum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bless us with that kind of mouth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true ikhlas and true taqwa in our hearts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the worthy ummah of Nabiyyi Kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.